To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fin Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dickerson, Nicholas Harry-Kaus behind the glass. We got Trey. Joining us right now is our guy, Trey Essex. Trey, good morning. How you doing, man?
Fantastic, Doran. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a little chilly here in Pittsburgh, and you know, the sun's shining, so you know, I can't ask for everything. And just like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What's a little chilly? It's December 9th. What do you expect, Doran?
It's 18 degrees.
18? Oh, well, that's a little rough.
I can see if it was like 35, something. Give us something. But 18 degrees, yeah. It's freezing.
That's pretty brisk.
It's, you know, the sun is shining, so, you know, I can't ask for everything. I can ask for warm weather and the sunshine. At least the sun is shining, and the sun seems to be shining a little bit on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going down to Baltimore, getting a win, and as you know, as a former player, it's hard. One, it's hard to just win in the NFL, but two, to go into your rival's home and to physically, I believe, beat you or beat them was significant. 30,000-foot view, how did you, in 2 days removed from the game, how do you feel about the Pittsburgh Steelers after beating the Baltimore Ravens?
You feel better and better about it each day. You know, it's never going to look how I think Steeler Nation wants it to look. And I think I've just come to the point where we don't know what this team is going to look like on Sunday. You can't have any expectations. You got to just roll with the punches. Unfortunately, it's going to come down to the wire. It's not going to look pretty, but going to Baltimore in Baltimore with everything that was on the line and coming out with a victory, the way we did it, it was grimy. We lost every single statistical category, but it was a very hard fought, and they showed a lot of heart. And that, at the end of the day, that's all I wanted to see. And they showed that, and they came out with the victory, and it's not easy to do that.
We do our game ball segment every Monday. We give out game balls, and you know, whether it's position groups, coaches, or players, we give out to who we think deserved them the most. And mine yesterday was to the offensive line.
Thank you.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't get touched. The only time he got touched was whenever he had that, you know, catch down, whatever they ruled it, whenever it got batted, he caught it. It was down. That's the only time he got touched really in the football game. Offensive line did a hell of a job. Andres Pete goes out with a concussion. Dylan Cook in his first ever appearance in the NFL goes in a tackle. I mean, what are you seeing from the growth of this offensive line, and what did you see Sunday from this O-line?
I'll tell you what, there's only been one constant on that left side. We've had three left tackles, Broderick, Pete, and now Cook, and Isaac Siumalo is the constant on that left side. He missed a game there due to a little pec injury. He's been able to overcome. That's not an injury usually you overcome, especially at O-line, so got to give him credit for that. But he's having a Pro Bowl year, man. Isaac Siumalo was having a Pro Bowl year. And when he's tasked to lead this group of young, inexperienced offensive line, and you see their growth throughout the year, give Pat Meyer his flowers right now, because they are growing into the most consistent unit on this team. They are on the rise and have been since like the last three or four games. And they were the best group on the field on Sunday. And there was one play to kind of exemplify that. Coming out of the third quarter, we've been horrible with the ball in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. Horrible. I would wager we're probably one of the worst teams in the third quarter. And I was really interested in what we were going to do once we got our hands on the ball. And that first play, Aaron Rodgers was able to scramble, and I timed it. 7.5 seconds he had to throw that ball to DK across the middle. And that kind of set up the cushion that we needed in that third quarter, because we didn't do anything in the fourth quarter. But we got points on that drive, and we got points on the next drive, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Do you feel like Aaron Rodgers' handprints were all over this game plan? Like, do you feel like last week he went into Arthur Smith and to Mike Tomlin and was like, listen, you know, trust me, you know, I kind of know what we need to do in order to get a win on, and especially on offense. Do you feel like he had a lot to do with how they played on offense, taking the deep shots that they did, and, you know, just kind of finding some type of continuity on offense?
I think he has some say. Now, it still looked like an Arthur Smith offense. It's not like we ran any no huddle, which is when you really see the quarterback have his fingerprints all over the game. It still looked like the plays that Arthur Smith calls, but I think Aaron was like, I'm determined to take some risk. I'm determined to push the ball downfield. I'm determined to get DK involved and open up this offense. And the plan, I think, and that Charlie mentioned this on the show, that to open the game up with the pass – in order for us to run the ball more efficiently. Now, that didn't come to fruition. We didn't run the ball worth any crap whatsoever. But another thing, that wasn't all on the O-line, but we don't got to talk about that right now. That is a problem that needs to be addressed. But Aaron definitely was more determined to have an impact on this game versus previous games.
Do you feel like Aaron Rodgers can play that way, the way he played on Sunday, for these next four games? Do you feel like he can find the consistency to play aggressive and to play the way that he did to close out the season?
I do. And this is the game I think he really felt comfortable with the protection for the first time. I think before there was some uncomfortability, maybe some learning trust issues that is, I think, somewhat natural with a vet when he has a young O-line blocking in front of him. I think on Sunday he looked like he trusts what was going on in front of him. And I think if he keeps that trust and feels like he can step into the pocket and he can create and extend plays, then I think we can see more of that from A-Rod.
Isn't it crazy how bad the Ravens actually look, though? Like, do you feel like John Harbaugh's on a hot seat? I asked Jeff Hathorn this earlier. Do you feel like he's on the hot seat down in Baltimore? They looked awful. I mean, from top to bottom.
I don't know if their media is as loud as ours. Well, I know they're not, but I'm sure there are some calls for his head, because I know he was on the hot seat just a couple of years ago before Lamar started going off. But yeah, at 6-7, the way they started and how they look, they're going through a lot of the same issues that we're going through as far as their identity being questioned, their defense being as leaky as it's been this year. Now, they've had a resurgence of late, but they seem to have come back to earth. And Lamar, I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. He looks a little hobbled. He looks a little hesitant. And there's obviously something going on, I think, from a health issue with him. But, yeah, they don't look like the same Baltimore Ravens, but looks very familiar.
How does this matchup look for you with the Steelers and the Dolphins coming up Monday night? Now, the Dolphins have routed off four straight. It's kind of unbelievable. I thought that they would kind of pack it in on Mike McDaniel. I thought that he was going to get fired weeks ago. But they have a resurgence. They figured – I mean, when Tyreek Hill went down, I was like, all right, their season's done. But they've routed up four, and you know, they can score points clear. They're explosive. Achane may play, may not play. He had a rib injury in this last game. How do you look at the matchup of the Steelers and the Dolphins here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I hope Achane takes his sweet time to recover. He needs about 2 weeks to recover, because that dude is terrifying. And this team scares me a little bit. Now, we haven't been too good in these primetime games, and we definitely haven't been good against the run these past 2 weeks, and that's exactly what they've been doing, is running the ball. And Achane is already, what, third in the league, over 1,000 yards or something like that. And so he's a big play waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. A very scary offense with that McDaniel leading the way. So, yeah, we're not out the woods by any means. They looked like an easy win maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. Far from it now.
What do you think the offense would look like if DK Metcalf, he has like the little stomach problem, if he can't go, maybe it's appendix. I don't know what the injury is or what happened. He had to stay in Baltimore, so it's definitely significant. If DK Metcalf can't go Monday and Darnell Washington, who's in concussion protocol, can't go Monday, what type of offense do you expect Arthur Smith to roll out there?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Doran, I don't want to think about these things on Tuesday. I can I enjoy this win a little bit more?
Listen, it's just reality. You know, hey, it's next game up.
Yeah, it is next game up. And Dude, that's a tough question to answer because I don't know what this offense looks like without DK. And it's terrifying that we are that player dependent on two players. Our run game struggled mightily without Darnell in there. Janu's not a great blocker. Pat did some good things, but that's not his forte. You know, we need Darnell out there. He's a huge part of our running attack and our blocking scheme. And obviously DK is our big play. Like, there's nothing else outside from a receiving standpoint. You get Calvin in spurts every now and again, but don't know what this offense is going to look like. You would love to think that Arthur would really start to lean on Jaylen Warren. We're 13 games in. I think he's made up his mind that Gainwell is the guy that he's going to split. It's going to be 50-50, or he's going to lean more Gainwell because of what he can do in the passing game. And so that's just what it is. That's what this team is. I hope they lean more on Warren if that's the case, but who knows.
Trey, appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
You too. Joining the Papa Joe show on a Friday, on a football Friday with Donnie Football this Friday, December 12th, live at Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Bring non-perishable items to be donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and say hi to the guys. Details at 937thefan.com. Man, you know, to think about that, what this offense might look like, and it's very possible that we may see a whole different offense with DK Metcalf going through his situation with his stomach. I mean, I would hope that he'd be okay, you know, ready to go by that time. I mean, he got a lot of days off, which is good. They're not practicing today or tomorrow, so get some days off, a little mini bye for the Steelers. And then Darnell Washington, we know how effective he is in the run game and in the passing game, him in concussion protocol. Very scary to think about what this offense could potentially look like if those guys don't go. That probably wouldn't bode well. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. I'm taking your calls. I presented this earlier, but I want to take your calls again on it. Has Mike Tomlin absolved himself of the pressure that you fans, the media, everybody has put on him by winning and beating the Baltimore Ravens? Does he have any breathing room right now, today? Now, obviously, things will change and might change Monday night whenever they take on the Dolphins at home. But right now, how are you feeling about Mike Tomlin 2 days after beating Baltimore in Baltimore to take first place of the AFC North? How are you feeling? 412-928-9370. I want to know your thoughts on Mike Tomlin right now as we sit.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I can't remember a week where Tom has faced so much criticism and outside noise.
You can? There's been plenty of weeks where that happened.
This might be the worst of I've done. I mean, you know him very well. What did you see from him through the week and his process and his approach?
Just consistent. He didn't get out of character and say, oh, the world is falling, and I mean, the sky's falling, and we have to act completely different. We got to do this. It's just about, you know, our message is the same. Get better. Own your mistakes. You know, everybody talks about what Tomlin needs to do. It's about what the players have to do. And I think starts with, you know, our leadership. We own our mistakes. And, you know, when we lose, we take it the worst. It shouldn't be Coach Tomlin. Players play, coaches coach.
Yeah, it's Cam Hayward talking about Mike Tomlin and some of the criticism that has been heard here in the city of Pittsburgh and just, you know, across the board, really, across the country. You look at the talk shows and you just look up and Mike Tomlin, if you looked up last week and you see Mike Tomlin's name was just sprayed across ESPN, Fox Sports, is it time for the Steelers to move on from Mike Tomlin? You know, what's the situation? What's his contract look like? Does he have options? All kinds of stuff going on surrounding Mike Tomlin. First Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. My question to you is, has Mike Tomlin bought himself some breathing room from this win on Sunday? I feel like yes. I feel like yes, just based off of social media and based off of this show. I don't hear those chants as much these last 2 days. I don't hear the fire Mike Tomlin chants as much since Sunday. I mean, that was a significant win. I think we all can agree on that. It still may be the same Steelers, but to go into Baltimore, I don't care how good or how bad Baltimore is. It's a tough place to play. You've known that for years. And what was on the line was to be at the top of their division, and the Steelers took care of business. And the thing that really sticks out to me is they finished it, which there's been so many games where they haven't finished the games. They've let teams come back. And now they almost let the Baltimore Ravens come back. And did they have some luck? For sure. That's a part of football. Having luck is a part of football. Having the ball bounce your way sometimes is a part of football. And, you know, whether you want to discuss the likely, was it a touchdown, was it not? I mean, at the end of the day, the Steelers are sitting here with one win over the Ravens out of two games so far. So did Tomlin buy some time, or did he buy some breathing room by beating the Ravens? It feels like to me that it is yes. People kind of have eased off a little bit now. It's all going to ultimately be about how they finish this football season. I think that that's fair, right? I think it's fair with how they finish the football season, how people will look at Tomlin. Now, there's going to be a majority of people that still think that the Steelers should move on from Tomlin regardless of what they do this year, unless it's a Super Bowl. Unless they make it to a Super Bowl, I feel like majority of people are going to be like, yeah, it's still time to move on from Mike Tomlin. But I feel like for the moment we're in right now, has he bought some breathing room by beating the Baltimore Ravens? We're going to go to Emmanuel in Carnegie. Good morning, Emmanuel. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing? Good morning.
Good.
Yes, I think he bought himself a little time because all the criticism was predicated off of his lack of playoff success. If we would have lost to Baltimore, chances are we're not going to even make the playoffs. Mm. So all the criticism was warranted. He bought himself time. But then again, it depends on what we do in the playoffs, if we make the playoffs. I think we're going to make the playoffs, but I'm not sure we're beating Buffalo. So he's got to win at least two playoff games. He's got to take care of the home playoff game, especially if it's against the Chargers with a banged up Justin Herbert or against the Texans, who are inexperienced technically. You've got to win a playoff game and be competitive in the second game.
Thanks, Emmanuel. Thank you for the call. No, that's exactly where I thought that everybody was at. Like, it is, yeah, he's brought himself some breathing room right now, I think, for fans and, you know, Steelers Nation. But it ultimately comes down to what you do in the playoffs and, you know, how that looks. And I don't know if we're going to get a different version of the Steelers. I ultimately think, and what do I know, but, like, I mean, I'm a radio host, but I ultimately think that we're just going to get to where they've been, just a different route. It's going to be a different route. They'll still get to maybe 9-8. They'll still get to maybe 10-7, and it's going to be a potential home playoff loss to one of the teams that we just discussed. Mel in Cranberry. Mel, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm a believer in Tomlin. I've never lost it. I call him Mr. First Ballot to Hall of Fame. I believe that you listen to what the players have been saying, that he has taken the heat for them and taken the heat off of them. And I think he's an incredible leader. And if you look at his body of work, what he's dealt with and how, you know, the players and the talent he's had over the years, I think he's done an excellent job. And the other side of the coin is, if we let Tomlin go, who do we get?
That's a good question. Thanks for the call, Mel. Now, I know one thing is that Tomlin has never lost the locker room, and I don't think he's lost this one. I was questioning that over the past 2 weeks, but just the tone and tenor of guys like DK Metcalf, obviously Aaron Rodgers, Cam Hayward, the guys that have spoken to the media, it doesn't seem like that they're out on Mike Tomlin. I feel like that they're rallying around Mike Tomlin, and that was evident in the game on Sunday. You could tell that they were almost playing with their hair on fire. And they had a different aggression towards the Baltimore Ravens. It really wasn't about the Baltimore Ravens, in my opinion, with the Pittsburgh Steelers winning there on Sunday. It was more about, like, hey, ease off. Like, ease off of us, ease off of our coach. We'll figure these things out, and we're going to go out like gangbusters. But my question is, why did it take so long for them to come to that conclusion, to finally start playing aggressive? Tony in Rhode Island. Tony, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good, flying solo today, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, Tomlin, yes, definitely time to go. And I think, this is going to sound crazy, I think Cincinnati would be a perfect place for him to go and coach. What do you think?
I don't think that he would take that. And I don't think, and thank you for the call, Tony. I don't think that he would take that, and it would have to be a trade, I believe. And obviously the Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals wouldn't make that trade. But if he were to, and that's a good question, like if they were to part ways with Mike Tomlin, I could see him going, I don't even believe that he'd go the TV route. I really don't, because I feel like he loves football too much. He loves the grind of football. He loves the grind of a season, the grind of an offseason too much, that he would have too much time on his hands. I do believe that he would get another job. I just don't see it being in the AFC North in the division where he would have to play the Steelers twice a year. Just don't see that happening. It's 8:30. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive back into Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber and the Pittsburgh Pirates. But we're going to do that with our guy, Jason Mackey, coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Kyle, somebody accused me for cherry picking phone calls.
Really?
About Mike Tomlin?
Why would I do that? Like, well, I don't know what the person's about to say.
No, we don't cherry pick here.
No. I don't care. Voice your opinion.
We could if we wanted to, but we don't.
No. What's the point? Like, I want to hear your side of it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Cherry pick phone calls. Give me a break. I don't have time for that. Come on. Join us right now is our guy, Jason Mackey. Oh, my goodness, Jason. I can't stand you right now. You know, I've always really, I always liked you. I've always really,
really
liked
sorry.
You. I can't, you did it on purpose, didn't you? There's palm trees in the background.
I mean, I'm in Orlando, Doran. Oh, I got to get something back here, man. I can't just do it from the boring hotel and have people walking past me.
Oh, from the hotel, he said.
Right.
From the hotel.
Well, what? It's at a hotel.
I mean, there's literally four palm trees in the back. You did see? Okay, you know what? I'm going to let this one slide. I hope you're enjoying the weather down in Florida, in Orlando. I hope you go to Disney and get one of those Mickey Mouse hats. That's awesome. Good for you.
Should have come on here with that. That would have been good.
Jason, you're at the winter meetings, MLB's winter meetings down in Orlando, clearly. Anything that you've grasped from the meetings, anything that you're hearing that's around the Pirates down there at the winter meetings?
They're not getting laughed at. I'll say that, Doran. A lot of people expect that the Pirates really, truly, genuinely want to do something. I'm not trying to defend them when I say this, but like, the sentiment I'm getting is that they are prepared to spend. They are prepared to be active. They want to be active. Now, the problem with the Pirates is convincing players, especially free agents, you know, to come to Pittsburgh to buy what they're selling. I don't totally understand their strategy, like starting with Kyle Schwarber and expecting Kyle Schwarber to come to Pittsburgh. I don't understand that. But like, if you start with a couple smaller pieces, and I mean, as much crap as the Pirates take locally, people get frustrated by them. If you look league-wide, like people around baseball want the Pirates to be good. They want the Pirates to be relevant. They want them to be competitive. And so, I mean, that's another sentiment I'm getting down here that, you know, people are kind of curiously looking at the Pirates saying, are they really going to do this? Are they really going to spend? And they're spending a lot of time on a lot of guys. I don't even know if they have a type at this point, Doran. I mean, infielders, left-handed, right-handed. It's definitely more position players over pitchers, but almost anybody who's out there in the market right now, the Pirates are checking in on them.
Jason, what do you think the motivation is at this point? I mean, the off seasons prior have been rather quiet. What are the factors now that are making them jump in, do you think, so quickly to these super big name guys?
Yeah, Callis, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. That's stuff I was talking about with a bunch of people yesterday. Like, what is this? What's behind this? I even asked Ben Chiarin that question yesterday about, you know, this wasn't the sense that I got when you guys ended the season. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, he was saying he felt like this the whole time. This is my own speculation, but, you know, I think they're kind of tired of getting dragged through the mud, as they should be. That's certainly a reasonable feeling. And I also think they do sense an opportunity here. You look at their pitching staff, like, they are not wrong when you say they have a really good young pitching staff. They've got a couple guys that if they improve a little bit and then you add some bats to it, they
freeze a little bit. Yep, he froze. Well, he's coming back. There you go.
I'll give him a call.
All right. Give him a call. Get him on the phone.
So that's not the face you want to freeze on either.
Yeah, give him a call.
On the YouTube stream. Okay.
Give him a call so we don't have to look at that background of him in Orlando. And there's palm trees and nice weather. And just was talking to Trey a little bit ago. It's 18 degrees here, as everybody knows. And I'm not complaining. I'm in a studio. It's nice and warm. And there's people outside working on construction projects and bridges and having to, pick up garbage, things of that nature. I'm not complaining, but it is cold, so I feel bad for y'all that have to work outside right now. Jason, we got you back. Kyle Schwarber, like, is this real? Like, do you see it? What percentage of you feels like that this could actually happen? The Pirates paying Kyle Schwarber, 4 years, $100 million? And like you said, it's trying to lure the free agents to want to come to Pittsburgh. What is the lure outside of money to want to come to Pittsburgh? And is Kyle Schwarber a potential real thing?
Yeah, Doran, and sorry for the technical difficulties. I think I got a little too far from the facility and the Wi-Fi gave out, so I'm good now. I don't think there's a strong likelihood of Schwarber coming to Pittsburgh, unfortunately. But I will say this about everything I understand about the Pirates' push, and I can't talk in specifics, but how they handled this was received very well. How they handled this was very professional. This was not a junk offer. You know, it's something they should be proud of. It's just, like I said before a little bit, I don't understand why they're starting with Kyle Schwarber, because what they're going to have to do to get somebody to come to Pittsburgh is give them something they can't get anywhere else. And that could be playing time, that could be role, that could be selling them on a part of things. It's probably going to be money, an extra year. Like, where Schwarber's numbers are at, where his markets at, like, they're competing with the Mets, the Phillies. Mm-hmm. They're not going to outspend those guys. They're competing to a lesser degree with the Reds. I mean, he's from there. There's some sentimentality there. So, I mean, I don't see it. And their sales pitch is generally, it's three things, Doran. It's they can be a part of something. There can be opportunity in Pittsburgh. And, you know, try to sell them on they obviously have to pay a competitive rate, which they were comfortable doing with Kyle Schwarber.
So if not Kyle Schwarber, then, like, who are some other players that the Pirates are talking to? I saw some light links to Pete Alonso. I saw a link to Willie Castro. What? You didn't?
Alonso?
Okay, maybe I'm wrong then. That's why I'm asking the expert here.
No, man, you're good. You're good. I mean, Alonso's interesting. But to me, that's like Schwarber. You can go talk to Pete Alonso, but he's going to have a different market. And ultimately, just to put a bow on the Schwarber stuff, like, I don't see him leaving Philadelphia. I don't know if you guys are listeners feel differently, but anyway, like, some guys they can realistically target. One guy I really like out of Tampa, Brandon Lau, was an all-star last year, has hit 30-plus home runs. I don't know, 4 seasons, something like that. He would be a trade, but a lot of times lower-level prospects, you wouldn't have to give up a ton. I mean, you'd be giving up a ton in terms of prospect capital, but nobody immediately close to the big leagues, I wouldn't think. He's somebody who makes a lot of sense. If you're comfortable spending what they are on Kyle Schwarber, Eugenio Suarez would be in play for you. Several 40-homer seasons. I don't understand why you don't go that route, and I think they will. Ketel Marte, that's a trade that, you know, they're checking in on and have been interested in there. I think he makes a lot of sense. Steven Kwan is somebody else. Yandy Diaz. Trades, free agents. There's going to be a lot of guys they check on.
So have they set the standard now that they are going to spend $25 million a year, or $25 million this year at least? I mean, whatever you say, that you're going to give Kyle Schwarber $100 million and you don't get Kyle Schwarber, should we expect them to spend that type of money on other guys this year? Because now you set the standard that way.
My brain went to the same place, man. Like, if you're telling me you're comfortable spending $25, $30 million a year on one player, that's great. I love it. But, you know, you should be comfortable spending that amount of money on anybody you land. You know, Josh Naylor wouldn't have been cheap. They made him an offer. Or you know, I think they made him an offer. It's a bit some confusing information there. But, I mean, what you're telling us is you're comfortable with that amount of money. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, I was expecting their payroll to kind of flirt with $100 million. If you're out there offering Kyle Schwarber what they did, like, you have to clearly be okay with it being over $100 million. So, yeah, they're at about 62 with current commitments. So I would fully expect them to spend 40. I'd hope they spend 40. They can spend 40. And honestly, Doran, I don't even know if that's the best business practice. If you have 40 to spend 30 on one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might rather see them extend Connor Griffin and divvy it up.
Jason, you're the man. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy Universal Studios and Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all those people down there. Have a good time,
I wish, man. I'll be walking around a hotel, but good to talk to you.
Later, guys. We'll talk to you. Thanks. That's Jason Mackey. Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. How do you feel about that, Callis?
Well, I'm more sad now because my intuition seems to be failing me by all these reports.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I'm going to hold out hope, though, because why not?
I like that about you.
They don't play any games in the wintertime.
You're right. I like that about you. Coming up next, there was a situation after last night's Monday Night Football game between the Chargers and the Eagles that I have to get off my chest. I have a take and a theory and thoughts around how it should go and how kind of ridiculous it honestly is, in my opinion. And I'm actually very near to that situation, so we'll talk about that next. 50-minute mark of the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson, Callis with you here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show Twitter Pro brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. There was a situation last night. I fell asleep and I woke up to it this morning. And especially on social media, people talking about the situation. Laura Rutledge of ESPN, she's a sideline reporter for Monday Night Football. She was chasing down Justin Herbert after the game, and Justin Herbert wanted nothing to do with the post-game-ish interview on field with Laura Rutledge, stating, "I just want to celebrate with my team." Now, one, if that was Shedeur Sanders, people would lose their mind. If that was, you know, some other quarterback, some people would lose their mind, so that's one thing. Obviously, you have an obligation, and it's a part of the job for you to do that, to have that post-game interview while you're on the field. It's a part of being a professional, and I get all that. That's what the rules are. That's what comes with being a professional athlete, and every professional athlete knows that. So Justin Herbert knows that, and he should have just did the interview. But I think it's ridiculous that they do those things. I think it's ridiculous that sideline reporters do the interviews that they do. I hate it. And like I said earlier, I'm very near to this situation because I'm a sideline analyst for Pitt football. That is a part of my job, is to conduct interviews at halftime and postgame right after the game ends. I can't stand it. And I'm just going to be honest with you. At halftime, see, I'm all about decompressing, and maybe this is the former player in me. I'm all about decompressing, and I know that you want to get that soundbite that goes viral and, you know, a coach say something, but coaches are smart, and most players that you're trying to interview after a game, they're mostly quarterbacks. They're smart. They're kind of, you know, they're politically correct. They're almost machine-like in robots whenever it comes to those things. For me, those halftime interviews need to go away. The halftime, you know, coming in or out of the into the locker room or out of the locker room, they should just go away. That's, especially in the NFL, that's why you have the halftime shows. That's why you have former coaches up there, and you see Bill Cowher up there on the halftime shows. The coaches that you're interviewing are not going to tell you something that you don't already know, in my opinion. That's what the analysts are for. That's why you have former coaches up there, is to tell you the truth of what is going on. I even say, like, I can tell you what Pat Narduzzi really wants to say if you just ask me the question, because I know the game and I know the process. I know how things work with football, clearly, being a former player. But he's not going to say that. A coach isn't going to say that. I mean, you had the situation with Aditi and Ben Johnson. I just think that that stuff needs to go away, and you utilize the analysts that you pay money to for halftime or pregame, halftime, and postgame shows, because they're going to tell you probably more the truth than the actual coaches or players. The coaches or players are not going to throw anybody under the bus. An analyst probably would if they have to, because they're getting paid to do that. They're not getting paid to coach or to play and to be in a locker room.
Well, can I counter that for a second?
Go ahead.
Just thinking like a producer and somebody strictly who didn't play, you do the interviews for the shot that somebody slips up,
right,
or has an emotional outburst, because, you know, to make a sports analogy too, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if they don't try, they're never going to get anything. Well, it seems monotonous because most of the time you're going to get the same result,
right,
of a robotic response or a response that doesn't really mean anything. But every once in a while, somebody gets frustrated. Every once in a while, somebody says something that does go viral, and that's why they do it.
Yeah, and so I would rather take the chance of somebody like Bill Cowher or whoever is up there, whether it's a former player or former coach, of throwing – Bill Cowher saying, oh, well, Sean Payton's being ridiculous about that situation at the end of half, because I know I'm probably not going to get the truth from Sean Payton about another coach or something like that.
But
like,
you might, and then you do it for the shot.
I think that it is ridiculous. I do. I think that people honestly tune out. I think that that's the time when people get up and they leave and they go to the restroom, or they go to the concession stand, or they go to the bathroom in their house, or they go get something to eat, or they go play with their kids. Like, by time that last whistle blows at halftime and post game, people are getting up to do something.
Can I tell you one situation I can remember in recent memory?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Richard Sherman, yeah, in the NFC Championship?
Right.
They do it for that.
Right.
That exact scenario.
Right.
Where after the game, he's just fired up and he calls himself the best corner in the game.
I know why they do it. I know exactly why they do it. It's for the soundbite. It's for that moment. I do. I understand that. I just think it's ridiculous. I think that it's nonsense. It's nonsense. I feel like that there should be an allotted time. This is the former player in me. For a player or a coach, if you are to do that, to decompress before. Now, post-game, like, press conferences, yes. Like, just do that. You have time to actually celebrate with your team, to actually talk to your teammates, talk to your coaches, kind of decompress. Say you got whoops, say Jalen Hurts. And I see both sides of it, just from the former player and actually doing it. I just feel like it's nonsense. I feel like it's ridiculous. Maybe that's not an appropriate take by me, but that's just how I feel personally. I don't see that you're getting really anything out of it at the end of the day. I feel like the post-game press conferences, you can get what you need. I feel like pregame, you know, you have the analysts that you pay a lot of money to set the game. Halftime, you have them say what they have to say. And there still should be jobs for sideline reporters, though. I mean, I feel like they have a valuable job of injuries, things of that nature. But the whole interview thing, to me, is just I could leave it. I honestly can just leave it. Coming up next, we're going to take a trip around the NFL. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 34, low of 14 with overcast. Tomorrow, high of 39, low of 30, 90% chance of rain.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.